Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila Treasures of Wisdom, and we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, and our nourisher. We always should show thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this we should always have as a daily reminder, to remind ourselves that we must show thanks to Allah, we must show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we have, for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in life, whether it be one is poor, whether it be one is rich, whether it be a big house, whether it be a small house, whatever commodities we have, whether less or more, we should always show gratitude to our merciful Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you would see that because of that, a person would go a long way in life, filled with the barakah and prosperities. Always make it a habit that by saying Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that all praises are for you, O Allah, under every single circumstance of mine. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful day that He has given us, in which we can do more acts that bring us closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you know, that we do discuss different topics pertaining to our beautiful religion of Islam, and we dive deep into those topics to take out and to derive the wisdoms and the treasures that lie within them, inshallah. So for today, alhamdulillah, we have yet another beautiful topic of discussion, and that is ways to remember our merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio none other than our respected guest, Mawlana Naushad Attari, hafizahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And how are you?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Well, Mawlana Sahib, alhamdulillah. I must say shukran and jazakallah for being here today, Mawlana Sahib. As the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned, man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah. That one who cannot be grateful to people cannot show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I thank you, Mawlana Sahib, for being here today. Alhamdulillah. And together with that, Mawlana Sahib, we do have a very interesting topic to discuss. And that pertains to ways to remember our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this masa, we would be discussing different angles, different aspects, as well as how does remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transform a person into becoming a better person and blaming and gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Don't we want to be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should abundantly recite salawat, salutations and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us all collectively, full of love, send salawat upon our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله. Today we are going to be talking about ways to remember our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by this I mean the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms our life, our internal self, as well as our outer self. Because it's not just saying dhikr, it's not just saying the words of dhikr, but it's much deeper than that. It's much more than that. It's you being present in the moment.
Yes.
It's you being present in the moment, not just giving lip service. Because through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you actually gain the qurb and the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Munasab, in today's time and age, right? I mean, we have the Holy Quran, and the Quran is our book of guidance. And absolutely, in that Quran, there is so much of blessings in it, so many guidelines, a code of life is mentioned to us in the Holy Quran. And in the Holy Quran, the Quran teaches us that indeed and verily in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hearts find satisfaction.
Allah.
Hearts gain satisfaction through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for those who are going through, let's say, stress, for those who are going through depression,
right,
for those who are going through anxiety, right? Mm. Especially now that we are in a modern living era, where everything is so modern, so everything is so technology, and a person tends to forget that, you know what, there's also a spiritual side to life.
Mm.
You know, most people just focus on the physical aspect of it, the material aspect of it.
Right.
Whereas some tend to leave out the spiritual side of it, Masab.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are undergoing stress, etc., we find that maybe they would end up going into drugs, Masab, to cope with these issues. Maybe they would end up taking high-level medications that in the short term it would help them, but in the long run, it actually causes damage to one's brain. Yes, 100%, the side effects are there.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to these sort of people, Masab, I mean, there isn't a single person who can say that I'm stress-free.
Mm.
Everyone goes through some form of stress, some form of depression, some form of anxiety, Masab. So a person, let's say, would want to know, okay, how does the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove my stress, my worries, my depression, and get me at ease, Munasab? Munasab, if you could share some beautiful words of wisdom in this regard, Munasab, to enlighten our viewers of Madani Channel.
Well, it all depends on perspective. That if you have a trouble in your life, some difficulty, some worry, apprehension, anxiety, stress, tension, all of these things, all these negative forces we can
see. Right.
So, have you learned how to deal with it or not? If you haven't learned how to deal with it, then the person will just drown in negativity. And to the extreme cases where some contemplate suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Some, as you said, they feel, you know what, if they take drugs, they will forget their problems. Some, they drown their worries, their sorries in the bottle, alcohol.
Right.
But the problem still remains. In most cases, the problem gets worse. This person who drinks becomes drunk and does things he will later regret. Person takes drugs, same thing. You know? So there's a very nice saying.
Gee.
That if you take your greatest worries and problems in your life right now,
mm-hmm,
and put it in front of you, And then imagine this, that if the angel of death arrives, I'll be gone and all my worries disappear. The greatest mountains of problems all disappear. The moment I leave this world, and the real difficulties will start if I did not prepare for the grave and the hereafter. How do we deal with it? How do we put it? That's how we put it into perspective.
Right.
That this world is the test.
The testing ground.
It's the testing ground.
Right.
And the hereafter is the paradise for the believers.
Hmm.
This world is a prison for the believer. That's what the narration says. So how do I deal? It's all about learning and learning tools how to deal with negativities and difficulties and problems in our lives. And one of that is to make the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance.
Subhanallah.
Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Allah grant him a high status in the akhirah. He would say, you know, that, you know, trust Allah azza wa jal. Don't test Allah azza wa jal. So when you start your dhikr, your adhkar, then do it with full certainty that my Allah azza wa jal will make a way out for me.
Subhanallah.
And you will see things will happen.
So that belief and the conviction has to be there.
Conviction has to be there. We can't say, let me just try it out and see. I'll try the dhikr, this wazifa, this invocation. Let's see what happens. In all probability, it won't work then.
100%.
Sayyidina Sahal bin Mu'adh radiallahu anh has said from his father, there was a gathering overseen by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba al-Kiram alayhim ridwan, they were present. And one of them said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the most virtue from those who defend the borders of Islam? And he said, those of you who remember Allah in abundance.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The companion asked radiallahu anh, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most superior from those who fast? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, those of you who remember Allah in abundance. And subhanallah azza wa jal, the Sahabi asked several things, like for example, that who is the most virtuous from those who give zakah, from those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. And every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those of you who remember Allah in abundance.
Subhanallah.
So we should actually make this part of our routine. But there's ways of remembering Allah. You know, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, when he heard this, he turned to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh and said, oh Umar, it looks like only those who remember Allah azza wa jal have a share from the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every goodness, they have a share in this.
Allah.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, O Abu Bakr, this indeed is the case. Those who remember Allah and make dhikr of Him in abundance attain every form of goodness.
Subhanallah.
But dhikr itself does not only mean the repetition of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, also, before you go further, this dhikr, right, it's not a once-off thing.
No, no.
It's a daily, yes, a daily routine a person has to do.
Absolutely.
So a person shouldn't think that, okay, today I'm going to go into the masjid, I'm going to make dhikr, and then after that, I don't need to go now. So this shouldn't be the case either.
So that collective dhikr you're making with everybody is to get us in that mood of making dhikr when we're alone. It's about training yourself.
Right.
That when you're alone also, you need to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But dhikr of Allah azza wa jal includes many other things. Not only mentioning or reciting the sifat of Allah azza wa jal, or saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Although that is dhikr, it's one form of dhikr.
Oh, so there are many other ways of doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, there are. For example, when you perform salah, are you remembering Allah azza wa jal or not?
You are.
When you're reciting the Quran, whose Quran you're reciting?
Subhanallah.
Allah azza wa jal's kalam, kalamullah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who you're remembering. Even to the extent that subhanallah azza wa jal, when you're reciting Durood Sharif, What do you start with? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah! You're remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. When you are making dua, how you make dua? Who are you making dua to? It's a form of dhikr. Dhikr means remembrance. Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So dhikr is in different forms actually.
Subhanallah.
If you obey Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, just by contemplating, even if you sit quietly doing nothing and you're thinking and you observe nature, or you're just thinking about the hereafter, you're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is He happy with me or not?
Even if a person thinks, what would be my state in the hereafter?
Yeah, yeah. If you know, if you ask these questions to your mind, even you don't say it, that is my Allah Azza wa Jal pleased with me? Is He displeased with me? And you talk to Allah Azza wa Jal, you're remembering Him. And there's a dhikr of the tongue, a dhikr of the ears, a dhikr of the heart.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
When you make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's dhikr of the tongue.
Right.
When you remember Allah Azza wa Jal with your heart and mind, that dhikr of the heart. When you listen to dhikrullah or the glorious Quran, then you dhikr of the ears.
Subhanallah.
Ulama Ikram have told us these things. So even if you're down and out and you feel helpless and hopeless and there's no hope, I'm boxed in, Allah Azza wa Jal knows about your condition. Have you turned to Him? Even you got a sickness, yes, take your medication, no problem. You see, dawa and dua. Take your medication. But you know, don't stop the dhikr of Allah. Don't stop your salahs. Don't stop reciting Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayru dawa'i al-Quran.
Subhanallah.
The best medicine is the Quran.
And the same Quran tells us that in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfaction for the heart.
Allahu Akbar. Because when you have stress, you feel your heart like heavy.
Constricted like
constricted.
Can't hear.
Yeah, you feel like, you know, a burden on your shoulders, a heavy weight on your chest. So this is spiritual medication to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're doing what needs to be done, you're doing your best.
Right.
Salahs, fulfilling rights, abstaining from sins, doing good, you know, giving sadaqah, you're doing your best. And you still have difficulties in your life, then you know, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Speak to Him. When last, I must ask myself, when last did I speak to Allah Azza wa Jal? Just sit down.
That's an important question.
And talk to Allah. Oh Allah, you know, you are the All Merciful. Talk to Him. A dua. Even if you don't want to raise your hands, speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what difficulties I'm bringing. You are the solver of problems. First, we must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jee.
Ask for forgiveness, and then you ask, you know, then you make dua, you raise your hands, and you ask. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. If He gives us, who can stop Him? If He removes the problem, who can place the problem back there?
Allah.
It's all about, you know, do you love, do you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Pious people, that's the mindset they had, that they are not doing. In fact, we were discussing this earlier. The pious people, their mindset was, they were not focused on heaven and hell.
Right.
They were focused on, is my Allah happy with me or not? Allah said I must do this, I'm going to do this. My Allah Azza wa Jal said I must not do this, I'm not going to do that. To make my Allah happy. That was their mindset. So every breath, every step, they remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, jazakallah, wa that was really, really inspiring, you know, and motivating on the other hand also for one to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in one day or 2 days or in just a few hours, but on a daily basis. And as Mu'asab has mentioned, that there are different ways for one to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the case where that you have to go to the masjid in order to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, you can even do it whilst you are at home. How? By reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is one form of dhikr. Reciting the Holy Quran, that is another form of dhikr. And for each and every letter that you recite the Holy Quran, you are being rewarded for that. For one letter, 10 virtues. Two letters, another 10 virtues. That's 20. I mean, imagine reading just one page, how much of thawab you are gaining just by reading the Holy Quran. And that is one form of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, take you are going out. Maybe you're going to a nature reserve. Maybe you're going to a park and you are seeing nature, you are seeing the beautiful trees, you are seeing the beautiful flowers, the beautiful gardens, the rivers, the streams, and you ponder over them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of these. Ponder over it. It will make you realize the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your pondering, your contemplation alone is a form and a way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many different ways are out there for you and I to implement in our daily life.
Professor, you mentioned about nature.
Jee.
It just reminded me of this one incident. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, he was with other people on a boat and they were going down a river.
Right.
And they were passing by beautiful, big, tall trees, mountains.
Allah.
And then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he did the Kalima Sharif.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So on the Day of Judgment, those will also be your witnesses that you're a believer. That this person was a Muslim. So we should do the same. Yes, we must enjoy nature.
Yes.
Who created nature? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Look at the leaf, how intricate the design, the patterns, the shape is. Different trees, different plants, different leaves, different flowers, different colors.
And they're so many years old.
Yeah. Different shades of green and, you know, where did they come from? This, from nowhere, from nothing. Only a person who doesn't have knowledge and wisdom and intelligence will say it came from nothing, from, you know, but a person who really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with wisdom, understanding and intelligence will recognize there's a creator and a designer behind all of these things.
Subhanallah.
So yes, you can look at nature and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, there's a wonderful narration that a sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, great sahabi. And he said, the last time I met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very last time, before he left this world, I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best action that draws one closer to Allah? Best action. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, death rather should reach you whilst your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah.
Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah. When the angel of death arrives, your tongue must be moist with the dhikr of Allah. But how that's going to happen? If we don't get in the habit of it, if we don't make it part of our daily lives.
So it has to become a part of a person.
Yes, yes. We must make it part of our life. And you see, Islam wants us to live a conscious life. You must be aware of what you're doing, what you are saying, why you're saying it, how you're behaving, is your character refined. And every step, whether you're going to eat, you're also making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're reciting Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah, in the name of Allah, you're taking His name. When you finish to eat, what you're saying, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana, you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you go to the toilet, the washroom,
Allah,
you're making a dhikr. When you come out from there, you're making a dhikr. Before you sleep, you're making a dhikr. When you awaken, you're making a dhikr. Before you drink water, after you drink water, at every juncture in your life, yes, the five daily salahs is obligatory fard at fixed times or time frames. But over and above that, whether you're sleeping or eating or drinking water or relieving yourself, whatever you are doing, if you practice upon it, you are making the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality is watching me, is listening to me, is all knowing. He knows what my condition is. He knows what the condition of my heart is. He knows what my intention is.
Allah.
What my thoughts are. He knows all of these things. He knows better than me what difficulties I'm going through.
And so if we practice, and that we have to learn, of course.
Yes.
You know, if a person hasn't learned these du'as, then we should learn them with the meanings.
Mm.
So when we're reading, we focus on the meaning. It has more effect on the heart.
The person would actually come to know what they are actually saying.
Yes.
And it wouldn't just be done out of just for the sake of doing it. Rather, a person Could will it? Actually have that yaqeen and the yaqeen? Conviction
yeah.
when they're making the du'a.
It helps one to concentrate. Because as Amir al-Sunnah Da'amad Barakatum al-Aliyah and Ulama al-Quran have advised that you're making dua in Arabic for blessings, that's good. But also make dua in the language that you understand. So yes, make dua in Arabic. And then also make in your mother tongue, because you understand your mother tongue. And you know exactly, hey, what I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. When you sing, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. You're asking Allah for goodness in this world.
Right.
So, learn these basic Arabic du'as, learn the translation, memorize it. So when you're reading, your mind is concentrating on what they mean. That's also, du'a is also a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you're remembering Him. And we must be absorbed in our du'a. And if you see somebody else being absorbed in his du'a and crying, don't judge.
No, we shouldn't be even mocking that person too.
It's dangerous. Very dangerous. Who are we to judge anybody? We don't like to judge ourselves. This is a problem.
That's a very big obstacle actually.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to be an armchair critic.
Right.
He's like this and she's like that. And who are you? What are you? When last did you judge yourself?
I think the person doesn't like to hurt their ego.
Yeah, it's an ego actually. It's a nafs. No, I'm better. I'm better. Nah.
And because, you know, it actually... removes all of that as well. You know, it takes, if a person has these evil qualities in them, for example, if they have this quality of showing off, we wouldn't call it a quality, but a bad quality of yes. showing off, having jealousy, you know, having this ego and this pride. And by a person making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then eventually all those evil qualities, it will come out of a person due to the barakah of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like once a person who insan is such, the narration mentions that every child of Adam commits sins. Right? Of course, we know the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are sinless, they are innocent, they cannot commit sins.
Correct.
And the angels as well are the same. So apart from them, the others, they do commit sins. And what happens when a person commits sins is that their heart, a person commits one sin and a black dot comes in the heart.
Allah.
A person commits another sin, another black dot comes in the heart, and another sin. Another duck comes in the heart. Until eventually, the person is sinning and sinning and sinning, and then the heart becomes black. And then when the person is given advice, the person can't hear, the person can't see, the person can't say the truth. It's not because the ears are deaf. It's not because the mouth is dumb. It's not because the eyes are blind. It's because the heart is deaf, dumb, and blind. Due to committing sins continuously, which has blackened our hearts. And you know, once if we see, for example, an item at home that's dusty and dirty, and an item that's ours, you know, I mean, how much of effort we would put into making sure that we get the best detergents, we get the best products into polishing this item up and making it like brand new. I mean, a vehicle gets dirty, and a person, you know, it hurts them to see the vehicle dirty, because no one likes the vehicle being dirty. And what they will do, they would wash their vehicle, they would put polish on the tires, etc., make it shining. It must shine so much that they must see their own reflection in it, and it must become like a mirror. So we see when it comes to material things, then people want to make sure that what they have is clean and proper. Same thing, but with clothes. If there's a stain, if the stain comes here, I wouldn't like the stain there. I would go, I would make sure I take off that stain, and then there remains no stain. So likewise, with our heart, why don't we take those same measures as well, and even more than that?
Allah.
Because we need to polish and clear our heart more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The more you sin, the more we sin, the more we need to polish our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has a polish. And the polish of one's heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you and I, if we want our hearts to be polished, there's only one way. And that is the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mulana Sahib has mentioned, that there are many, many ways in which we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran teaches us as well, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that remember me and I will remember you. When we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will remember us. And also one important thing was that when a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at times they may feel proud of themselves. At times they may feel as if they have done something really, really good, and now they feel like they are all pious, etc., etc. But one beautiful wisdom here is, Masab, that in actual fact, in actuality, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who granted that person the ability to make his zikr.
Yes.
It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who granted that person the ability to remember him. Otherwise, that person wouldn't have made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when a person makes the dhikr of Allah, they must show gratitude to Allah by saying, oh Allah, you have given me the ability to remember you.
Subhanallah, that's a very important point actually. The same thing applies to, for example, tawbah. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you see, that's a bounty. Only the lucky person is when you get the chance to seek forgiveness.
Because if a person thinks it's of their own accord that they are doing it,
that I'm taking the step.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
In a sense, you need to take the step.
Right.
In order to seek forgiveness. But who is giving you the ability to do that? Of course, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that as well, even ulama ikram have said that we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the opportunity to ask Him for forgiveness. He owns us.
Subhanallah.
He owns, for a believer, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has bought our lives, has bought our wealth. The Quran says, in exchange for Jannah. But look at His mercy.
Subhanallah.
He already owns us.
Man.
He gave us life. He owns what we have. Everything belongs to Him. And in a way, He's saying, what I gave you, I'm buying it from you.
Allah.
And I'm granting you Jannah. How merciful is that?
Subhanallah.
So yes, dhikrullah is such a thing that every step, if a person can reach that level, then subhanallah, every moment of his life, he'll make sure that he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was what the pious ones used to do. Every step they used to think.
Remember Allah.
They should remember. They should make a dhikr. And even if they were not making it verbally, in their heart, in their mind, nobody can see that.
No? So even if their tongues weren't moving, but their hearts were in the remembrance of Allah.
That's the dhikr of the heart. That you're focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's looking at me. He's listening to me. He's watching me.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
That's a high level. Like Allah will grant us that fortune of reaching there.
Ameen.
But that's a high level. That you don't move unless you have this in your heart that Allah is looking at me. Allah is listening, looking what I'm doing.
Allahu Akbar. And Mu'asab, you may find some people, right, who at night, before going to bed, before going to sleep, they find it very, very difficult to sleep, Mu'asab. Very, very difficult. Wherein they'd be tossing to the right, they'd be tossing to the left, and they just can't get sleep easily, Musa. Is there any sort of wazifa or anything of that sort that can help them get that peaceful sleep that they need? And how impactful Allah is the dhikr of Allah in this regard as well?
There is a wazifa, but you know, this is a topic on its own. Insomnia, it's called.
Insomnia.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus
the inability to fall off to sleep. It's a sickness. You know? So, yes, I'll share the wazifa. But there's so many other things behind it.
Right.
Like a person has to create a sleeping pattern. You have to make a sleeping pattern.
So the effort also must come from the person.
Has to come.
I mean, the person can't say, "I'm going to bed at 11 o'clock at night," and then
Well, one night, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Right.
You have to create a timetable, especially the person who is insomniac.
Mm-hmm.
Create, like, this is my cutoff time. It's going to take me an hour to sleep. So 10 o'clock, I need to be in bed.
Right.
Example I'm giving. Right. And this time to get up. Tahajjud time. This is tahajjud time. Right. So you get your 7 hours, 8 hours, whatever, in there. So, okay, but I know it's take me 1 hour, 10 o'clock. I'm going to go to sleep, for example. But still, if a person is facing problems, there's several other things. Even experts mention, like your bed must be comfortable. So they say one of the things you must not negotiate is an uncomfortable bed.
Right.
Meaning, you must invest your money in a good quality, comfortable bed.
Subhanallah.
You need to get block out and black out curtains, or thick curtains that are dark in color to block out the light. Make sure there's no sound that's going to affect you. And in extreme cases, you must keep your room temperature cool, and you must go have a hot bath, shower, and still you must come to sleep. Because this has chemical reactions in your body.
Okay.
Because it lowers your temperature.
Right.
And it helps in the hormones and the chemicals that are released are the ones that make you sleepy.
Okay.
Right?
It makes you drowsy to help you.
Yeah, it makes you feel comfortable, relaxed.
Calm.
Because that's one of the other things you need to do. You need to relax your body.
Okay.
Start with your facial muscles.
Right.
You need to relax it. Relax each joint, each muscle you must relax. And then, of course, you do du'as. And the wazifa is La ilaha illallah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Durood Sharif once before and after, and then blow on yourself. And then continue reciting Durood Sharif, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will end up sleeping. You see, shaitan doesn't like you making the dhikr of Allah. So he's going to try and make you sleep also, to stop you from making the dhikr.
Allah. I recall once of a person was actually telling me that they couldn't fall off to sleep. And it was very difficult for them, to the extent that they would get palpitations.
Allah.
And they would get anxiety. And they would feel very, very restless. I mean, tossing and turning is one thing, right? But this person, me, would say that they would feel this anxiety, this restlessness, and wouldn't know what to do. I mean, the person would have maybe a warm drink to help calm themselves down, but that didn't help either. And then eventually the person said that, "I started making the dhikr of Allah. I just started saying Allah, 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 Allah. And eventually, I didn't even know it, but I fell off to sleep."
Allah.
And the person said that, "I had such a beautiful sleep that I woke up in the morning fresh." So we see that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impactful in our life, in every aspect of our life. We want success, you want good health, you want things to come right. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that would, at the end, it's going to help you and I. Our bodies, our souls, our heart was created for what? It was created to remember Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Holy Quran, wherein Allah ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala didn't create insan, didn't create mankind and jinnat, except for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan and jinnat, they are created only for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and zikr falls under that as well. Don't we find and realize that when a person makes the dhikr of Allah, the frequencies that come out, the heart becomes cool and calm, the heart becomes satisfied. When you listen to the Holy Quran, the frequencies that come from there, it soothes one's heart. Even scientifically proven as well, that the frequencies that when a person recites the Holy Quran with tajweed and its proper rules and makharij, it actually soothes one's brain, one's heart as well. I mean, this is so, and all of these are bonuses, of course. I mean, one shouldn't be reciting the Holy Quran or making the dhikr of Allah for these purposes or for these intentions. The intention should only be that I am making the dhikr of Allah, I am reciting the Holy Quran only and only for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As usual, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, this is also a form of dhikr as well, to listen to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go forward and listen to this beautiful and melodious kalam, and thereafter we will be right back to continue with this beautiful discussion, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی بندہ پروری ہو
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے
سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے
رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب ڈرے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب ڈرے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله سبحان الله what a beautiful and melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mashallah and as we were speaking about our topic today ways to remember our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mashallah we had just heard this beautiful naat And this is one way also of remembering our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muhasab has mentioned that there is zikr of the tongue, there is zikr of the heart, there is zikr of the one's ears as well. And mashallah, we have the opportunity to take full advantage of that by listening to this beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus far, Muhasab has shed much light on different aspects and different ways in which we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how impactful it is in every single aspect of our life. Muhasab, this topic, we know it's a very vast, it's a very deep topic. Are there any other angles? Are there any other aspects and wisdoms pertaining to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
You know, there's a beautiful narration, the best hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, on the night of Mi'raj, I saw a person that was covered and enveloped in the arsh's light, the light of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was covered with this, shrouded. I asked, who is this? An angel? The reply was no. I then asked, a prophet? Again, the reply was no. Man huwa? Then who may be this be? Who is this? I then received the following reply. This person, his tongue would always be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
His heart was inclined only towards the masjid. And because of him, nothing bad was said about his parents.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, Uzur, we all love to see flowers, plants, beautiful gardens. Imagine gardens in Jannah.
Hmm.
Sayyidina Sulaiman, Abu Sulaiman Darani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that in Jannah, in paradise, there is an empty land. Whenever somebody performs the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the angels, they start planting gardens
in that
land. And angels, they plant gardens when a person makes dhikr, and they only stop when the person stops making dhikr.
Allahu Akbar.
In heaven. Heavenly gardens, subhanAllah.
Subhanallah, subhanAllah. Even I recall one narration once away, and a person says, subhanAllah, once and one tree is planted for him in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
This is actually the beauty of Islam, Masab. You know, it gives us every opportunity to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And this is exactly what we need to implement in our daily life. Mm-hmm. Well, you may think that in my past, I did this and I did that, and now, how am I going to start? Where am I going to start from? Then we need to remember that we don't need a perfect past to start the dhikr. We don't need a perfect past. No one's past is perfect. Everyone has their ups and downs. Everyone has their flaws.
Mm.
All we need is just a present moment of sincerity, Masab. To start to from the onset, that sincerity is a must that has to be there. And subhanAllah, we do know that by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we gain so much of reward, so much of thawab.
Yes.
And above all, we gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a very beautiful point to be noted is, Muhasab, that modern science, you know, it now confirms what our deen, our Islam has always taught us, you know, and that zikr is not just a spiritual medicine. It's actually neurological therapy.
Allah.
And subhanAllah, we see that when a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's go and dive deep into what happens to our body. Number one, it reduces stress, your heart rate, and your blood pressure, and it increases your serotonin and dopamine, and these are mood chemicals. These are, we can call it good mood chemicals, you know, that ones that makes you feel good. And together with that, it improves emotional regulation and focus, and it lowers activity in the brain's fear centers. That means you feel less anxious. You know, you feel less restless and you feel calm and collected. These are only a few scientific aspects with regards to making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once again, our intention should not be for these aspects. These are bonuses. Our intention should be only and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will come back with another beautiful topic of discussion. Until then, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures.